Yeah.
I think you're making
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it.
Tryna be the go hustle like I'm broke, I just wanna get to the cash. I just wanna get a bag, ain't trip on the shit in the past. Cause I know people looking at me, so I gotta grind and make it happen. I spit facts, don't do no capping. I'm interested, can't do no lacking. This for my partners that's in the cage, keep your head up, I feel your pain. This for the ones we lost the vein, y'all faces still on my brain. I do me, I ain't switching lanes, keep it 100, you know how I'm coming. It's all about money, ain't calling, I'm running. It's up, then I'm jumping, ain't doing no front. This shit on my back, I'm the chosen one. Go and get it, they don't owe me nothing. Got a heart, but it's a broken one.
I live for the hood, live for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got.
When you look in my eyes, you gon' see the hood, you gon' see the rain, you gon' see the pain. That's the kind of shit that make you insane. I just hope you understood our trials and tribulations. I feel like I'm in a matrix. So many people were supposed to make it. That's why my drive is so amazing. Cause I'm not letting my niggas go back to the bullshit, nigga, that's lame. So I'm about to make a new way for all the people saying my name. When it's pouring down 5800, my raincoat ain't stopping. I'ma get it done, I'ma run it back like I'm Usain Bolt. If you ain't know, I'm just saying, no, that's my plan. I'ma stand on it like a man. And it's not a game, I'm not playing. I'm doing all that I can.
I live for them niggas that ain't make it off the block. Tryna get a van, tryna hustle up a night. I do it for them niggas that ain't make it out the spot. I gotta give them everything that they never got. I live for the hood, live for the block. I do it for my people cause they tryna make it out. I live for the hood, do it for the block. I gotta give them everything that they never got. You know it.
Alone, I'm not ashamed, I am not doomed, shoot, I'm saved, the grave. race, couldn't hold it down. So we walk around town with my head down, stupid now. I went and caught me a smile, proudly displayed the gap in my grill. I'm feeling better now. I'm a child of the king and a blessed man. Struggle still comes, but I'm the best man. For the job, I'm facing all of my fears. I know that God is working it for my good, cause I belong to him. I may not understand thing about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for thing I wanna know when more. We're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. We're gonna be alright. I may not understand everything about the master's plan, but I know we're gonna be alright. I know we're gonna be alright. Alright, I won't have answers for everything I wanna know and more. That's for sure.
I got a lot on my mind.
Take it one day at a time.
I gotta get what's mine.
One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah. I'm doing niggas like Kobe. Y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me. Don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On a beat, I let my soul bleed. I was sitting in the nosebleeds. All of my homies beside me. And we gon' catch us a homie. Better not be acting, they grind me. Words I do like a slimy. I saw your bitch in the comments. She say she wanna get on me. What she gotta do to homies? Not like them people that's phony. All of these niggas be fake. I got the key to the safe. I only wanna get paid. I ain't fucking with no life. I'll let you part of the game. I'm moving in a new lane. You can just give me some brain. I'm only rolling with gang. I'm not trying to be the same.
It's these niggas.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine.
Yeah.
I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gonna shine. Yeah, I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. I got a lot on my mind. Take it one day at a time. I gotta get what's mine. One day I'm gon' shine. Yeah. I'm doing niggas like Kobe. Y'all niggas can't hold me. Pull up if you owe me. Don't play me like the old me. Man, you really not the homie. On a beat, I let my soul bleed.
Welcome to the show tonight. This is 5926. I want to say South Ridge. That was the street, y'all. 5926 South Ridge, where, like they say, where it all went down. Really, let's start from the beginning. How was the show birth? Okay. Discussing with my sisters about a show, about our upbringing, life, relationships, things that we went through as children, things that we do now as adults. And we started off with all the sisters. We started off with all of the sisters, whether they were just on the line holding the phone or whatever. But not everybody is cut out for this podcasting stuff. Now, we're sitting around with Mama House, well, Chris House. We're sitting around the cook house. Then we're in full conversation. But this podcasting wasn't for everybody. So we started off with Crystal, Jessica, Pam, Zam, and me. And Pam fell off. Jessica fell off. Crystal is very, very busy with her business. And it left me and Zam. So I think Zam's at work tonight. I'm not sure. But we've been absent, missing in action for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. And I want to apologize for that. It's a lot of my shows. As y'all know, I produce this network. And a lot of my shows, I'm going to just be straight up with you. A lot of people not doing their shows, okay? So, this network started off with just the everyday My Gospel Soul Radio, which aired every day at 12 noon. Well, we first started off at 4 p.m. Then we bumped it up 12 noon and, you know, just the lunchtime show. And the show took off, and we have over 230K listeners, downloads. We're on every platform there could be. And it's crazy because when I was just on Blog Talk Radio, I had plenty of participants. But it seems like the bigger the platform, the more we spread this news of My Gospel Soul out, the fewer dedicated people I get to be on this show. So I'm considering slimming it down, cutting it down all the way back to just My Gospel Soul, period. I mean, besides Busting Loose in Faith, they are very faithful to their broadcast. And cool, you know, that's cool to have people who are dedicated. We're getting ready to go into TV. And I was thinking about this the other day. I said, it's crazy when you get right to the place that you've been working so hard for, let's see, we started in 2009. And I can't count. But anyway, so many years ago. And nobody's, you know, all the people that you think that would go with you, they're missing in action. Okay. We had 219 to talk to. Uh-oh, we got somebody online. I don't know if that's them. We have 219 to talk, which 219 to talk is such a powerful show or platform for people to be on, expressing things from the news, from pop culture, from spiritual to marriage, you know, love and relationships. 219 is a powerful, powerful show, which I am looking for some hosts for that show because I would like to take that show to a video platform. I really, really would because I think that it would be very, very influential for the times that we're living in and especially for Black culture. But, you know, it's up in the air. Still waiting on a host for that. Then we had a fitness show that comes on Saturdays, and right now that show is in transition. Hopefully we can welcome that back in hopefully before we are in the end of the year. Hopefully next year we can welcome that show back. JD's Man Cave, powerful show, male driven, male topics about men. Let me tell y'all something. That show is so cold-blooded. I would rather not be in the room. I'd rather produce the show from a remote location. Being a woman, some of the topics they talk about can get under your fingernails and under your skin, but it's a man's world when it comes to JD's Man Cave. So I want y'all to check that show out on Saturdays at 7 p.m. Hopefully, we'll be able to put JD's Man Cave on the Roku channel when we launch the Roku channel. And we got My Gospel Soul, Busted Loose with Faith. All of these shows will be on the Roku channel. I'm looking for faithful people that want to take these positions with these shows. And because when we get ready to launch this TV station, I'm plugging people in, and then I'm selling slots for this TV station. You know, from commercials to 30 minute spots, hours, hourly, weekly spots. It's going to be a whole change happening with the My Gospel Soul Network. And I'm one of them people, a lot of people fall off, but, you know, you have to stick with the faithful. You know, you have to stick. I'm going to grab those that are faithful. Now, this December, I'm getting ready to have a Christmas party. If COVID haven't scared us back into our homes, I'm going to try to have a get-together Christmas situation where I can get together and celebrate. Celebrate our host. I want to in probably the third month in 2022, I want to have a My Gospel Soul Award where people could come out, and we're going to be, you know, giving out thank yous and appreciate you and God bless you and all that good stuff at the My Gospel Soul Awards. We're going to have some good food. We're going to have some spoken word, all that good stuff for the My Gospel Soul Awards, okay? Got to get this stuff done. I'm returning back to my love. My love is this right here, podcasting and all this good stuff. I can do a lot of things, but, you know, I was praying and God said, come on back to what you do. And this is what I do. So tonight you're listening to one of my favorite shows, which is 5926 Central, with none other than Queenie and Shazam. No, that's what I call it, Queenie and Shazam. But we're going to keep it moving. You know, this is a show we celebrate family, things that our family does. So y'all know I'm going to share a little bit about Marcel Casanova. I don't have any of his new stuff on the switchboard, but y'all know I got Country and Southern Love. So it's going to be, let me roll the dice. Let's do Country. You're listening to Country. This is 5926 Central. When you see Marcel Casanova, tell him you heard it here, right here on 5926 Central. Are you country?
I am. Me no, man.
And now, more.
Yeah, I'm country with it, light trail ride. Two-door on that cow hide. Teeth shine like sunshine. 40 cocked on my waistline. Country boy, but I don't smoke hate. Loud, sweet in my ashtray. Treat every day like my last day.
Treat every day like my last day?
I'm country. AC on with the windows down. If you see me, no contenders round. Talk of the town, I shut them down. Moonshine and joints rolled. If I'm in the game, then points go. House parties and drink pole. Pimp talking, Kangos.
I'm country. You see the country talk. You see the country walk. You feel the country, homie. You feel the country, homie. I'm country.
Popping it, trail ride, girl, tight jeans.
Let's go. Let's go.
I said these boots was made for walking. Let me set down my shine and let me start stomping. King of the trail ride. Blues in your boots. Line dancing Sonic. So no matter what you choose.
Dangerous combination, we gon' let the world see. We put in work and pay the dues, homie, this right here ain't free. This R&B came naturally, can't deny it's meant to be. We fell so deep in this game, but we some country boys, so we were born to play.
Now, if you that country, come on. Somebody was grooving. Listen, iHeartRadio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Anchor, oh my God. I can't even name all of the platforms that we are on. Somebody's grooving because I have been looking at the downloads, the stats for this show, and somebody is jamming, okay? Because, I mean, we got fans everywhere, and all I want to say is thank you. I'm trying to show some gratitude for these 5926 Central listeners. And let me tell y'all something. If you want to find out where 5926 Central is, all you got to do is Google it. Google it. Of course, it's going to come up on Facebook. Of course, it's going to come up on Blog Talk Radio, but 5926 is all over the place. Now you got to do is Google it. I was hoping that my sister was on line tonight so she could talk about the Southern Love Experience. We have been waiting on it, waiting on it, waiting on the review. And I heard some folk performed and acted a plum fool at that, because I didn't get to go, y'all. I had a whole church service and all this kind of stuff and couldn't go, but I heard some rave reviews and they would get the opportunity for them to just talk to us and tell us what went down. Listen, I was catching a couple of videos that my niece posted, and let me tell y'all something. Oh, my God. The singing was dynamic. The performances were dynamic. I'm ready. So when she gets the chance, she's going to be on here and she's going to be talking about it, and I am going to be ready. I'm going to be ready. I know y'all heard that the first time, but yes, I'm going to be ready. Okay. Now, I want to play a song by Q Stone, and I think the song is featuring Billy Cook, but I'm not sure. Q Stone has a lot of good music. And I listen to it also. It gets all jumbled up, and I can't remember which one my brother's on, but I think this one is the one. So hold your seats, hold on tight, open your ears, and let's get our jam going right now. This is Anything right here on 5926 Central.
You got to believe in what you do. You got to have faith in what you can be. If you don't have faith, you won't be able to achieve anything. You can do anything. You could be a scientist, do your own research and use your own common sense. You could be a doctor, you can study chemistry, make your own medicine, find your own remedy. Yeah, you could be a thinker, you could be a teacher, become a great leader. You could be a judge and prosecute the hatred. You can make justice fair for all cases. Yeah, and if you put your mind to it, say a little prayer, get focused and just do it. You got a great history, legacy's accomplished. You could be a nation's man, you could be a president. God made us in his own image with the power that he gave us. We was born to be winners, conquerors, achievers, confident believers. We gotta claim the victory, nothing can defeat us. Faith,
all I got is my faith. I gotta hold on to my faith. I gotta believe that I can succeed. Know that I can do anything, oh anything. I know that I can do anything, oh anything.
You can do anything. The key is in the knowledge. You can be an astronaut. You can be a pilot. You can be an engineer, master mathematics. Practice psychology and help the drug addict. You could be more than a rapper, more than an athlete, more than an actor. You could be a scholar or a well-known author. You could raise a family and be a good father. Yeah, there's power in your mind. There's power in your spirit, and your spirit is divine. Let your light shine. See, we all got gifts, but if we don't have God, then we won't be equipped. You can move mountains. You can open seas. You could be a queen just as long as you believe. You can move mountains. You can open seas. You can be a king just as long as you believe and have faith.
All I got is my faith. I gotta hold on to my faith.
Hold on.
I gotta believe that I can succeed. I know that I can do anything.
I was trying to get to it. Somebody had me on the phone and I had some business I had to take care of. So I'm here.
Awesome sauce. Look, so that song, discovered that song by accident. Okay. One of my homeboys was like, I was listening to his CD. I was like, I want one. I want that. He was like, okay, cool, sis. Gave me the CD. I'm listening to it. I'm like, wait a minute. That voice sounds familiar. Wait a minute. I know somebody that sounds like that. He said, yeah.
So
that's
who
all.
Was that?
Quincy Weston. He's a Cold-Blooded producer here in Houston. But he's at a concert I was singing at. And he performed, I don't know if it was before me or after me. And I said, man, I got to get that CD. Here you go, sis. I say, I need you to be on my show, too. No problem. Man, I'm jamming every morning. The kids like, Mama was sick of that CD. So finally got to that song, Anything, and was like, wait a minute. So I called him. I said, man, that sound like somebody I know. Oh, yeah, that's my boy Billy Cook. I said, what? Shut up. That's exactly who I thought he was. He told me, where you know him from? I said, parents. I said, that's my brother. Oh, man, for real? Man, small world. You know how to do it. Small world. I said, yeah, world is kind of small.
It is. Kinda. When you think of it, it is.
Kind of small, man. I was just telling him, I said, you know, it's been long awaited, and I just so happened to be getting back on our show on a night that is trying to storm here in Houston, you know. And
come up north for a little bit,
girl. It's a mess going on down here. We need to migrate or something. But I get in the country, don't want to come back. I'm telling Jane, man, I was go back to the country. You're talking about it's too slow for you. I said, what am I doing out here for real, though? That's that fast. What is Houston doing that's that fast? For real. For real. What's happening that we can't, we lay on the couch in Houston? What's happening that we can't go in the country and lay on the couch? I don't understand.
Man, sit on the swing, sit on the tailgate.
All I'm saying, walk outside, everybody done pulled up, you know, that kind of thing. That's the difference. That's a cool thing, though. That's all right, though. That's all right, though. You know, but anyway, let's talk about this Southern Love experience. It's been long awaited. It has happened, and we need to know what went down. Like I was telling them earlier, I saw a picture of somebody laying on the floor. Listen.
Man, look, let me tell you about that chick.
Oh, my God.
Najee is, okay, so she's in a... She's a performer.
Mm-hmm.
She loves what she does. And you can't help but love what she does.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I saw her in her element that night. Now, I've seen her perform before. She was in a choir with one of my daughters, you know, in college. And they were awesome. You know, she was the choir director and everything was good. And then we saw her perform, you know, when we were hanging out one night, we all went out, this was probably a few years ago, and we were at a club and they had open mic night, and so she was up there, you know, just messing around on the mic, you know, just doing what she does. But when she was in straight performance mode, man, it was something to see. I promise you, it was something to see. And when, before it was said and done, somebody told me, any show that you have, she need to be on it.
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's the full package. I mean, her voice is ridiculous, and her range is ridiculous, and her performing, her acting is on point as well. I mean, it was just great. It was great. You know, Donnie Ray got up there and did his thing. you know. And of course, them Cook Boys. My bad. Marcel Casanova and Mr. Billy Cook.
Mm-hmm.
And the Right Touch Band did their thing as well.
Mm.
Everything turned out really, really well. The performances were awesome. They were.
Mm. Well, all I know is the pictures I saw and the video, and homegirl didn't look like she was dressed to be on the floor, but then I saw the next picture and was like, okay, all right, I'm with it.
But she asked our permission if she could just, you know, be herself. Yeah. And we'd be like, yeah,
go ahead then.
Man. And then afterwards, she told me, I really did try to behave. I'm like, what? Nobody in the building had an issue with anything that you had going on.
Oh, no, that's right. I know that. Look,
yeah.
But you know what? It's like Patti LaBelle said. You know, people pay their money to come see a performance. You don't want people paying their money. They come there and they disappointed. You know, come on.
Right.
She put. That's why you know you could tell the difference between, you know, some people are singers, but they're not performers.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You got like people try to compare Prince and Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson was a performer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Prince was too, but Prince can sing his butt off, and he was a musician. You know, then you got Patti, right? Aretha could sing, right? She going to sing the house.
Right.
But Patti about to kick shoes off. She got roses and, right? She taking you all the way there.
Yeah.
Whitney Houston, singer, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson, performer.
Yep.
And you going to get your money's worth.
And that takes nothing away from a singer being a singer.
Exactly.
You know, you just have different types. You have singers mm-hmm. and you have performers.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
luckily, you have those who can do both.
Yes.
And they're singers, though. They sing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
They're not singers. They sing.
Oh, my God. Man, so start us off. Tell us, you know, who started off, who opened, what went down, what was the whole structure, what happened?
Actually, and it was crazy. It was a whole lot going on. Donny Ray came. He had a loss in the family, and he still came.
Wow.
And he still performed. And because I knew everything that he was going through and he still showed up, I went ahead and we changed the program a little bit, and he went ahead and went first. And I thought he was just going to do a couple of songs and bounce. Man, he did, I know, probably like 6 or 7 songs.
Mm-hmm.
And he performed like he was in a crowd of 10,000, performing for a crowd of 10,000, you know. He did his thing, and then Najee got up and blew everybody's wig back in toupees, blew them all back, and she did her thing. And then the Right Touch Band took the stage with Billy and Marcel Casanova, and I mean it was an awesome show. It really was. It was great.
It sounded like the energy was through the roof.
Man, for the amount of people that were there, the energy was, because I don't think anybody was sitting down, you know, the whole time.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. So it was on point. It was on point.
Well, you know, like I say, you know, about performing, and I was talking earlier about family and let's do some background on our singing. Oh my God. Woo. some people may say that our mother was like the Joe Jackson of the church. Because from send it on down to yes, Lord.
No, my God. Send it down.
Oh, my God, you. Being raised Kojic. My God. Oh, Lord. And I'm talking about churches with wood floors and the windows up so people can look inside the building. Because somebody was, look, it was some music going. This one was so amazing. Let's just talk about, let's talk about Aim V, right?
Aim V was a piano player family.
Jesus.
And she tried a whole bunch of times to get a whole bunch of us to learn how to play the piano.
She taught me one run. What happened was when she got to me, I learned how to do her little run she do on the keyboard. But that doesn't work for every song. So
nope.
Amen. And we are the world. But anyway. Yes.
But let me tell you, she had one thing that she played, and every once in a while okay, I'm not a musician. I don't know my notes. All I can tell you is she had going on, and every once in a while she'll hit that pinky finger.
Yes, she
over
would.
I think it's on the right. And make that high.
Yeah. You know? I remember that.
Yeah. So, but it was one song she played for every single song that she played. If it was a little bit slower, she played it slower. If it was praise time and they had those wooden floors rocking and the tambourine going, she was playing it fast. Same tone. Fast.
Same tune. Now I'm encouraged now to go in there and Sunday and practice that run because if she could do it and she carried she carried district meetings and she look, let me tell y'all something and some drums. Now I'm gonna tell y'all about these drums though. I'm gonna just be honest. Let me tell you about these drums. The drums, I remember, the cymbals were so old.
They were dented.
I couldn't understand how that music sounded so good. See, I could not. And then you had Ain't Lou on the tambourine. Listen, Ain't Lou had a minion of people. Okay, if you were by Ain't Lou, you had to know how to play that tambourine because when she got tired, she had to pass it to somebody else, and somebody else take it up.
Yeah,
you can't be up there. You know what I'm talking about, Zell. You can't be up there in the choir stand.
Mm-hmm.
Standing on the row with Ain't Lou and don't know how to play no tambourine. Okay? Then you had, oh, my God. I'm going to talk about it. Then you had, can I just call him that? No, I don't want to call him that. Then you had, my God, listen. Those of you that did not grow up with these tambourine playing, singing, oh, my gosh, heavy foot.
Jesus. Stomping.
Foot stomping. Now people say foot stomping, hand clapping, good time, but they really don't know. They really don't know. When you got folks stomping on that floor enough for the dirt underneath the floor to come up through. Come on now. Now that I'm grown, I realize that floor was sitting on the ground. That floor, you know what I'm saying? If you think about Azam, the floor was sitting on the ground. It was spider webs in the corners of the church. The stained glass wasn't stained glass. That was window tint stickers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just think about it. And Ella Rose had all that money, that change in his pocket.
Mm. He'd be up there preaching and jingling the change the whole time.
Jingling the change, man. And
I'll
be
saying to myself, he ever take that change out of his pocket?
Remember, Sister Rose said she took it out of his pocket. She said, but by the time he got to church, he had some more in there. I remember that. I was like, Lord, thank you, Jesus. She said, but then he put that hand in that pocket and she started jiggling again. She was like, I took that out of his pocket. But we song from Jefferson to Linden to Queen City to where else?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Texarkana.
Oh, my God. The field.
And then, our cousin Jacqueline. Let me tell y'all something. Because, see, Jacqueline then was Queen City, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know what? Jack and her sisters reminded me of the Clark sisters.
Yes, every time, girl. Oh, my God. Talking about
Jack, Mary, Marlene, Carolyn, and Mary Lou.
Talking about some singing. Oh, Lord have mercy. But anyway, just to give y'all some background on where all this singing came from, this didn't just happen. These church ladies with these knee highs on with the knot in it right next to their knee. And I never understood why wouldn't they wear a dress long enough to cover that knot? I don't mean to get lost on that, but now that I think about it, why was that knot? Anyway, so I'm talking about singing. We really didn't have no choice but to sing. Then we moved to Houston. And, you know, Sister Cook, it was in her for us to keep singing. So guess what? She had a whole crew, a choir. You know, she had eight.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like she couldn't form a choir or a small praise team. But anyway, we were singing everywhere, y'all. And don't let Zam fool you. Zam was the lead singer, so don't let her fool you.
Oh, that was not it. I was the oldest. I happened to be the oldest.
That
I am
sing,
not a singer.
That was leading song. She was leading songs. Zam,
that's because I was the oldest.
Oh, hey, y'all let her tell y'all that. Let her blind. Let her look. I ain't got time. Listen. Zam was singing.
I know my case.
Hey,
I know.
Okay. Look, okay. You may say that's what you. I saw. Just like I can vividly remember that run that she was doing on that keyboard. Zam's up there singing, and she can't tell me what she wasn't doing. Don't y'all believe her? Don't y'all believe her? Oh, Lord. Anyway. So, yeah, everybody can sing. Now, Pam, that girl could enunciate while she sang. That's what we had. She didn't know how to. Pam could sing if she stopped tripping. But Pam would get up there and she would pronounce every word properly. And that's what we had the problem at. You know. We sing that song, don't throw in the towel. She'd say, don't throw in the towel. No. No, no, we know that. We know you're educated. We know. We know that you get them books, okay?
Yes, that was her song.
That was her song. Don't throw in the top. Oh, she can't stand people talk about her. And we right on her neck. Listen. Say it again. Towel, no. No. Because she was always listening to Commission. That's why she was singing so properly. She was already listening. I'm pressing on in the name of the Lord. That's what she listened to. That's why she sang like that. Anyway. No hate for commission. Love commission. Yes, I do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we was always singing. And but one thing surprised us, because Billy was not singing when we were going from church to church. This is the thing that blows my mind. This dude went to Atlanta. See, I'm telling y'all something about Atlanta. Atlanta will mess you up if you ain't careful. He left Houston and came back singing like he was a part of the group Silk. This boy came back singing. I was like, who is this, dude? You know, and just blew past everybody. And see, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what happened. Maybe he went out there and ate some pig feed and greens and unlocked another level. I don't know what he did. Boy came back
that dude came back singing Keith Sweat, better than Keith Sweat.
Better than Keith Sweat, Jodeci.
And he upset all of 17.
But the thing that got me, right, I used to move around with them. And so we got a chance to meet H-Town and all these people, right? And so I was like, okay, you know, let me hear H-Town. And, hey, for all you H-Town fans, hey, write it in a book and show it to somebody. But I'm going to say what I need to say. I was listening to H-Town, somebody rocking, knocking the boots, right? No good, all that. And I was like, okay. I was waiting on their excitement. Why? Because I knew my brother could top that, right? But everybody was in the zone about H-Town. And I was like, man, the one time, I'm gonna tell you, Sam, we went to this place, right? Mm-hmm. I think it was like a huge auditorium. And Billy had to open up for H-Town. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Billy remembered it. Screamed so hard for Billy till it was like it was a hard press for H-Town to get up there after he finished. Because you know Billy. Billy about to do all of these runs and all this kind of stuff. And y'all just up there, give me some good. Billy was like, you know, good, all that. That's why I say but when he went on tour with Silk, I said, okay, that's it right there. You know, when he went on tour with Silk and all that was right on time. But then that little short homeboy that looked just like Billy, I forget what his name was. But that little short dude looked like Billy.
Yeah. I can't think of his name, but
I don't know what his name is.
The one that makes the sounds like Billy with his voice.
Yeah, stole it. Hey, I ain't scared of Silk. Oh, now they can't do nothing. I was there. I know he stole it. Yeah, he stole it. Billy was, listen. Billy was singing. The homeboy was like, man, that sound good. Let me try. But girl, ever since then, that dude was singing that. All that. I say, nigga, you still don't sound as You still sound, you know what I'm saying? Leave that to the professionals. You can't just take somebody's signature stuff and go out there and use it. Trifling. But, you know, Billy went on, you know, tour with Juvenile and, you know, met a whole lot of people sat in the company of Snoop Dogg.
A lot of that
before R. Kelly. Before R. Kelly was revealed way back in the day, and they was just playing basketball. We had a concert. Billy and them had like a benefit concert at the YMCA out here in Houston. R. Kelly walks in, right? Everybody going crazy. You know, it was back in the day when R. Kelly was like, you know, young and everybody, you know, all that kind of carrying on. But anyway, Billy sung with him, you know, sung before him, after him, whatever. He was important. I really didn't care too much for it. I was excited because Billy was singing. you know,
yeah,
and all that good stuff. And then, you know,
but
we got this.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to go on to the next situation. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So, Billy, let me tell y'all something. So, Billy went on and performed with a lot of different people. Then he got in this group called Strictly For You, right?
Strictly For You.
In case you want to know, hey, I'm Strictly For You. You don't have to wonder. This is the time where Billy wasn't wearing shirts. He was wearing just suits. Vests and suit jackets. That was when everybody was wearing them suits that was too big. You know, just everything
was
just
too
big. Before Billy went blonde. We ain't going to talk about that. Those are the wonder years.
Oh.
We ain't going to talk about that. But let me tell y'all something. They had this group. And when I tell you every dude in that group could sing, oh, my God. Everybody in there can sing. But really they need to do, like they did the 5 Heartbeats and the Temptations, they need to do a Strictly For You, a Strictly For You movie. Where are they now? Oh, my God. I could say something funny, but I'm not, in case somebody listening. I want them to get offended. Oh, damn, you have to tell me when I'm out of control. Go ahead. Go ahead. You will say something.
Never out of control. Never out of control.
Girl. Listen. Anyway, it was crazy. You know, the time when Billy was touring and doing all that stuff when he was young, that stuff was crazy. You know, the people that you got to meet, you know, his manager.
Yeah.
His manager, you know, Cynthia, you know, he got to meet a lot of different people. Oh, as a matter of fact, that game that R. Kelly, I think the Harlem Globetrotters was involved with that, you know, with Reggie. So, you know, we got to meet Harlem Globetrotters. There's a lot of things we got to do. Then eventually Billy went off to Japan, took Mom over there to Japan, got there and sang the sang into the hearts of the Japanese. And I guess it was good. Had a wonderful time out there and everything. But then, but you know what got me, Zam? What got me was when Napoleon bust out singing. I thought Napoleon was a rapper. I can't remember how he started. Did he start off singing or was it rapping?
I can't remember. I just remember him, you know, mixing and producing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The, you know, that part. But yeah, he surprised the crap out of me with the singing too.
Yeah. Then he went from singing to Zydeco. But Pam told me, now I'm going to tell you, Pam told me, she said, Napoleon got a Zydeco song. I said,
and
what?
For all, no, Napoleon is Marcel Casanova.
Oh, I'm sorry. Marcel Casanova, listen. So I was like, he got a Zydeco song. And you know how the first thing come to your head, like, okay, yeah, let me hear it, right? Because he was R&B. I'm like, this baby is R&B. This baby is, played the Zydeco song, and it was like second nature. You know, it was like that thing flow. I was like, okay, all right, we got some Zydeco in the family.
Yeah. I don't think he has a lane.
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
He just go. It was surprising if he came out with a country song.
But hey, you know, really, that's the really between R&B and Zydeco, it is, that country is in the middle. That's the middle ground. To me, it is because I mean, shoot, you got to jump over country to get to the trail, right? That's lies. Oh, I be coming up with this stuff just straight off the dome. Listen, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Now, y'all don't know about my little brother, though. Damn, tell him about our little brother. Tell him about...
Man, he used to just play with it. You know, he'd be around the house just playing or whatever. Now you might catch him in the studio laying a track or something now. And, yeah, he sounds just like his daddy.
That blew my mind. Blew my mind. Because at first I was like, let's be real, Sam. Okay. First I was like, where did this singing come from, right? Because I was like, okay, because Mama didn't sing that much. Let's be real.
Mama didn't sing ever.
Never. Thank you. Because I just didn't want to be the only one to say that. I was like, Mama did not sing. Where did these voices come from?
Besides praise and worship at church.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
but everybody can sing Power, Power, Lord. Everybody can sing that. So.
Are you?
Right? Yeah. Everybody. So, I'm serious, girl. Then, one day, I promise you, I had to launch an investigation, right? And one of Daddy's sisters starts singing. I say,
would that be Aunt Darlene?
Yes. I say, what the what? So I asked Aunt Darlene, I said, y'all can sing? Oh, yeah, baby. You know, She went down. Like, what? Then she said, you know, your daddy can sing too. I said, who daddy? Because, you know, daddy was home every now and then. You know, but you you look at him as cleaning fish or something, or shooting squirrels in the backyard. You know.
In the backyard.
In the backyard. Oh, God. Oh, my Lord, help me, Jesus. But she was like, yeah, your daddy could sing. Yeah, you know, all of his brothers could sing. I said, who brothers? Oh, yeah, all your daddy brothers. And, you know, them cooks starts, because they probably was singing, and I just wasn't paying attention, because, you know, with Mama, we was mostly around Mama family a whole
right.
lot more than
now,
we was
I do. I do recall being at Big Mama's and, you know, Uncle Dean walking through the house singing. Who was that out at the time? And I can't think of the name of the, was it Jeffrey Osborne maybe? I can't think of the name of the song. But I want to say it was Just Once. But I think it was Osborne. But he was walking through the house singing, and then another brother joined in, you know, and they going in and out of rooms,
what?
You know, and singing.
Yeah, now that
so,
in and out of rooms thing
yeah,
is a whole other show.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, I recall him. Now, Uncle Kenny, I never heard him sing anything.
I heard him hum.
And the twins. And, yeah, I've heard.
Uncle Lundell a little bit, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now that I'm thinking about it. Because, you know, you don't really be paying no attention to the, because the older people be like, get out the room, we talking. You know, move around. You know. Well, daddy people are a little different. They don't care if you're sitting there. They're going to say what they're going to say about you anyway. they are, you know. They're going to say whatever.
Yeah.
But let's talk. Okay, y'all, we only got a few minutes left on the show, but since Dan brought this up, am I the only one that remembers how Big Mama House twisted and turned, but it was like 1,500 rooms? I used to have nightmares, not nightmares where I'm scared about her house.
It probably had 1,200 square feet, but it had 1,500 rooms in it.
Oh, my God. And you could walk down the hall and somebody laying in the bed in the hallway. I don't know. Was it a hallway? I don't know if it was even a hallway. I think it was just door to door to door to door. I think that's how it was. And, I'm not sure.
And the most important room in the house?
Was the kitchen with them salmon croquettes, baby. Salmon croquettes.
I was more along of the smothered rabbit.
Smothered? Yes. Smothered rabbit. And that side door. All I remember is I was always trying to get to her side, that door that lead to that hill over there.
Mm-hmm.
Her house was amazing. It really was amazing. I did not, now I ain't going to lie. I was always scared somebody was going to push her house and it was going to fall over. It never did. I'm just saying, in my head, because, you know, because let's be real. When you can see through the floor, look, I don't want to talk about it. Let's just move on. But let me tell y'all something. That's what lets you know family is not even about a house. It really ain't, you know, because let me tell y'all something. The streets, the Webster Street and the Cook Road and Webster Road is ridiculous. I mean, when you going down them, baby, everybody, you come down, they know the sound of your car. Think about it. Uncle Charles, everybody knew when Uncle Charles come down the street. Uncle Wayne, everybody knew it. They knew.
We knew Uncle Wayne was coming because he had them 15s knocking.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true, though.
15 in that truck or the van, he was on that motorcycle.
Girl, you remember when he hit that motorcycle because the cops was after him? No. You remember that?
Really? But they listening. They know now.
Them cops, they listen. Them cops ain't listening to us. They think we just telling stories. Ain't that what mama say? Telling stories. I wish you would say lie. I'm telling a story. You was telling a story. Boy, you telling a story. All your teeth be gone, you say lying. You lying. Wow. What's wrong with Nay? He said he was telling, he used the L word.
Napoleon?
My God.
Huh? Napoleon never got in trouble.
Napoleon, I know, he's just an example. I'm just saying. He never, for those of you that think he got hit, he didn't. He didn't get hit. Now, Marcus Shundo and Stacy, did they catch Stacy? Was they able to catch him? I don't know. But I know for sure Marcus got a plethora of whoopings.
Oh, I think just about all of us got our share. But
oh,
I don't think Napoleon got.
Napoleon, no, not so much. Not so much. No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, I think all of us got our share.
Ooh, y'all. Next time we come on this show, we're going to talk about the Cook House and the Webster House. I think it's important that y'all understand what a shotgun house is. Not a shotgun wedding, a shotgun house. Y'all need to know what that is. A shotgun house, and I'm going to tell y'all, just to give y'all a glimpse. A shotgun house means that when you walk in that front door, it's a hallway. Go all the way through that house, all the way to the back of the house. And that room that mother had down there in the back, I was always creeped out about that room. I never understood why I was creeped out about that room. And Uncle FD room. But we'll talk about that on our next show. Zam, you want to get...
I just want to give a shout-out, and I want everybody to pray for Tammy Dickerson and, well, her family and her close friends. I'm sure you heard us talking before the Southern Love Experience about the Essence of Soul, which is one of the duo that was going to be on the show. Well, Cassandra, Tammy was her her singing partner, and her singing partner actually was hospitalized the day before or the day of the show. So they weren't able to make the show, but not too long after then, about 5 or 6 days later, Tammy passed away. So if y'all would just pray for her family and her close friends, her daughters and grandchildren, and Cassandra, you know, she took it real hard. That was her best friend, you know, and she was a sister to her. So she's having a hard time with the situation. So everybody just keep them on your mind. And on that note for me, y'all have an awesome week. And hug your family. Tell them you love them, because you never know what's going to happen. And if y'all down there in the Gulf and you can't swim, go north, because the hurricane is about to make, you know, landfall. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Houston is really iffy anyway. It floods when it's the 10 minutes.
Yeah, if I sneeze outside, it's going to flood. Okay. So we're going to take a moment of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for tonight. Lord, we just call out Tammy Dickerson's family, the Dickerson family. Lord, we ask, Father God, that you comfort them right now in their time of bereavement, Father God. Meet them right where they sit, stand, and lay, comfort their hearts, Father God. Lord, give them strength as they handle the business at hand. Lord, we know that you will touch our sister Cassandra, touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, and comfort her as well. Give us strength. Give us strength through this hard time that she's going through. Only she knows. We can't say we know what how she feels, but only she knows. And Lord, help those that surround her to be a comfort to her, and help her to make it through. And Lord, we ask that you protect her mind, and you protect her heart, and you protect her soul. Glory to God. And Lord, we just give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for it. And we also pray for those families that are dealing with loss due to COVID, due to cancer, due to any type of illness, due to accidents, due to whatever it is, Father God. It's a lot of grief going on right now. And Lord, we know that you can meet everybody where they are. And we just want to send out those prayers also to family members, but prayers of protection for those that are still able to put their feet on this earth. We ask Father God to give everybody a mind to want to be saved, to want to live right, and to want to love on one another while you have a chance. And we just thank you for it right now in your son Jesus' name. Oh, we love you all. It's been real. But guess what? We got to get on up out of here. Y'all make sure that you hug somebody and tell them you love them for real. Call them more often and make sure that they are all right. Don't take these phone lines and this Facebook. Don't be taking this stuff for granted. Make sure you know how people are doing for real. We love you all, and good night. Talk to you next week.
Good night. Mm-hmm.